a beat, it's time to eat.
All right, here we are, episode 12 of Charred, a New Haven pizza show. It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zabski, and we are here at Tipsy Tomato in Derby, Connecticut, Route 34, New Haven Avenue, right behind the McDonald's, and we're with Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too. Thanks for having us at your spot.
Not a problem.
Joe's kind of a star now. He was on Chaz and AJ a couple months ago, and I heard it was a big splash over there.
That's right.
Yeah, it's still, you know, even after Dave came, it's got crazy for a few months, and then it was the anniversary of 1 year since he came. We posted it, another rush came, and then I did the Chaz and AJ that day. This place was packed. It was a Wednesday, I'll never forget. I just have one bartender, one waitress, one of everybody.
Yeah.
I look on the cameras from home and I'm like, oh my god, I gotta get there. And it was just insane how the power of radio or just social media just makes it crazy.
Yeah, you've had, over the past year, you've had quite the buzz. Yeah. With Chaz and AJ, you got to get up early for that one.
Yeah.
So, and did you bring, you brought pizzas, right? So did you have to get here at like
four
in the morning?
I got here at 5 because the ovens need at least an hour. So I got here at 5, turned the ovens on. And then I was like, I was definitely bringing the stuffed shrimp.
Yeah.
I brought cheese. I can't remember what else I brought.
Big Mac, I think you brought.
Yeah, I definitely brought the Big Mac. And then one of the guys was gluten free. Oh, but he broke his, Lent.
Oh, Lent.
Yeah, he was no carbs for Lent. And he broke it right there. Yeah, because everybody was raving about the pizzas.
That's
hilarious. The stuffed shrimp. So he broke Lent. So.
And yeah, like you said, a year ago, Dave Portnoy came by here.
Yeah.
That must have been crazy, too, because you don't know when he's showing up, right?
No, so my friend Nick owns Abitz in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
So I saw that, I watch Dave's videos every day.
Yeah.
I saw that he just did it with... the guy in Florida. No,
Nick,
yeah, yeah.
So I called him. I wanted, how'd you get him there? And then he didn't answer. So I came here. I'll never forget. Taylor was here. I was outside interviewing a new employee. And she comes out. She was like, you know Dave Portnoy? I'm like, yeah, why? Was he here? She goes, he just walked out. Are you kidding me?
Because I remember in the episode, you come in the end.
Yes. Yeah. So I came running out, and they're like right there already doing it. And, it's crazy. So a customer told me afterwards. So, I have the Yankee sign. I'm a Yankee bar.
Yep.
And he's talking about the Yankees coming back.
Because at the time, they were playing the Tampa Bay Rays. Yeah, yeah.
So throughout the whole video, he's so pissed that the Yankees came back. And so they were winning 7-6. And that's the score he gave me.
Yeah, that's right.
So a customer said, isn't that weird? He gave you a 7-6.
Yep.
And you're a Yankee bar.
It's a good score, too.
Yeah, I think he was low on that score.
I appreciate it. Yeah,
I think he was doing the bit, like you said, the score of the game. Yeah.
And, it totally was fun, and it brought in a ton of it.
It's really crazy. Interesting to see, when something like that happens, you probably saw a huge pop. And then when Chaz and AJ happen, you see another big pop.
Yeah,
and it sort of just, snowballs from those type of things.
Yeah, it's like...
Listen, when this airs, you better have 3 or 4 people extra on staff because
pressure's on, Frank.
Blow up.
It does. It's so crazy. And then, I've been here 8 years almost. And there's people, we live right behind you. I never knew you were here. And that's it makes me wow. Do I still need to advertise? It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, this is a tough, it's a great place, but it's if you don't know it's here or someone doesn't tell you, you're not going to see it driving by.
Yeah.
So it's a little hidden.
When I came to see the place before I bought it, I couldn't find it. It was in that corner, and I was like, oh, this place is going to be tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so deceiving.
Did you, were you in restaurants before this?
Yeah.
What spots?
So it all started, I grew up in East Haven, then I moved to North Bramford. I was around 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Neil's parents opened up John and Maria's Pizza.
Oh, okay.
So
that's on Route 80.
Yeah. So we were 10 years old. We were there playing in the basement, making boxes, making their sausage, their homemade. They still make.
Nice.
So I got the love of it, there. And then a few years later, my cousin
got the poison.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, because we all lived on the same street, and their parents, were hardworking. They worked at New Haven, some factory, and all of a sudden they opened up this place, and they blew up.
Yeah.
So, it's damn, you want that, and
sure.
I loved it. It was just, you love pizza. So, after that, my cousin opened up a place in Hamden, like 1997. It was called Paisano's, ran Dixwell Ave. So he opened it up. My father ran it with the impression, if it goes good, you know, he'll sell it to my father. So my father's brother lost his job. Like, a couple years goes by, everything's going good. My uncle loses his job and comes there, and that was the end.
Yeah.
Him and my father just locked horns.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
My cousin ended up selling it because he didn't want to bring the, you know, no more fighting in the family.
Yeah.
And that pissed me off because he sold it to the pizza guy.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, you know, damn, you know. So then I just worked at other places.
Yeah.
And then I always wanted it. But I was young, and I was like, oh, you know, you buy an oven, this and that, but it's way more.
it's intense, way more than that.
Like, this place was filled already, and it still cost me a good money. Like, everything was here.
And what was this before?
This was Marco's Pizza.
Okay. And this was 8 years ago you opened this?
Yeah, March 10th will be 8 years. So okay. Seven and a half years.
Nice, nice.
It's just been uphill, I assume, right?
Yeah, you mean the... So I remember I opened up March 10th. It was a Friday night, and everybody's like, you can't open on a Friday night. And I'm like, if not? I can't open on a Friday night, I shouldn't be in this business.
Right. Exactly.
Like, what do you mean? Like, that was the stupidest thing I ever heard.
I hope you still don't have those friends anymore.
I can't even remember. I just remember someone saying, you're crazy to open up on a Friday. And I was
why would you not?
I don't even know what
like the Monday? Best
day. Yeah, Pizza Friday.
And I remember because... When I was here, we signed the lease in January. The phone was still ringing for Marco's.
Oh, right. Okay.
So for those 2 months, I was here, you know, changing recipes a million times.
Yeah.
And that Friday, I opened, and we did like $5,000. I remember. I was like, oh, my God.
Boom. Yeah, that was nice.
It was pretty
You're right. Like, open on a Friday. That's when you're going to get that pop.
Yeah. And then it just gradually, you know, I was like, oh, $10,000 a week. Wow.
Yeah.
$12,000 a week. And years went by, and I'm just like, wow.
Now you're $200,000 a week.
Yeah, it's crazy. I need more space, ovens, for those 2 days. Like, I turn down so much, or people don't want to wait. Like, on a Friday, sometimes it's 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah.
But I just don't have the oven space.
Right.
The ovens by 7:38 are dead. Dead.
Wow.
I have to rotate those. These guys, they go crazy.
You have, like, four deck ovens back there.
Yeah, and then the bottoms are just white, and the pizzas on top are, like, burning, and... They're just rotating them, throwing them in hot spots.
That's a hell of a problem to have, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Wendy, are you open for like lunchtime on the weekends too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're cranking those out all day. So that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We like you can see, it's not a crazy lunch business, but Friday and Saturday it's busy. But sometimes, you know, we get our days. But it's more at night.
Now, when you first opened, has your menu changed much from when you first opened over the years? Have you added specialty pizzas, things like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in the beginning, it was big. It's still a big menu, but I've shrinking it down.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. We try things, and if it doesn't sell, you know, we change it up.
Yeah.
But for the most part, everything's pretty much the same.
Nice.
But, yeah, I've added a few things.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been here a bunch of times myself, other people, so on and so forth, and... The thing that I love about this place is it's absolutely consistent. There's the garlic knots, which are to die for. And my favorite pizza, really one of my favorite pizzas of all time, and I say this constantly at my classes, so on and so forth, is that stuffed shrimp pie is nuts. It's one of my absolute favorite pizzas. Like, when I first bit into this several years ago, it was like love at first bite.
I remember.
It was
right
just
there.
Absolutely sitting right there. It was nutty. And, you know, there's just, it's a great place.
It's so interesting to me because we got one coming out, too.
Yeah.
Here we go.
No, I've never had it.
Oh,
so I grew up in Massachusetts, and when I moved to Connecticut, I was like, there's so many seafood pizzas. So you got the white clam pies in New Haven. You got the, you know, the stuffed shrimp. And I was like, I've never seen this before. But, it's great. It's a really...
There's a story. My mom used to make baked stuffed shrimp for Christmas.
Yep.
And about 5 years ago, she passed away. Mm. I remember my sisters, one day we were talking, like, oh, we're going to miss, mommy's big stuff shrimp.
Yeah, yeah.
So I came here, because I used to cook with my mother.
Yeah.
So I came here, and I made a shitload of stuffing. I had all these shrimp and, like, this much stuffing left.
Yeah.
So I just threw it on a pie, and it hasn't stopped since.
It's
so good.
And it probably, here we go.
Here we go, baby. That's the Big Mac attack.
Yep. The Big Mac attack.
This is the cheeseburger.
All right,
I don't need another cease and desist.
Tell us about this one because it came out first.
So this is the cheeseburger pie. So maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, you know, you see on Facebook or social media, everybody has this cheeseburger pie. So I decided to try it.
I want to give this a good shot for the camera.
Nice.
Look at that bad boy, huh?
That does look great.
It's identical to a Big Mac.
It really? I can't wait to try it.
I went through like 8 different sauces,
yeah, yeah,
5 different pickles until I nailed it.
Oh, you did like a trial and error trying to make it taste like...
Yeah, so that's what I'll do. I'll mess around with some stuff.
Bring this back.
I'll walk around on Friday, Saturday night just giving them to people.
Yeah, yeah.
And see how it takes. And if it goes well, we...
This is another one.
It's a good picture of that.
That's just a mozzarella. Look at this dog. This is amazing. Surfboard.
Oh yeah, look at that. No flop.
You want a cheese?
Or? Yeah, I'll take a cheese.
You took
I always like to
go
cheese.
Oh, this is your plate?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, here's more. We have plates, plates Ahoy over here.
You want to try the
yeah, yeah, too? Throw it on there.
We'll throw one of those on.
I'll throw one on there.
I always like to go cheese first when I go to a new pizza place.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's like the baseline. You know, wherever I go, wherever
absolutely.
I'm going to a pizza place.
There absolutely. We go. Look at this, huh?
That looks
ooh, doggy.
Fantastic.
Hold on, let me give you this back.
Yeah, I definitely need
don't
to pickle.
Don't shave my hands. Can I have a napkin, Kevin?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
And it's funny that you're behind the McDonald's over here, too. That's great. Let's see if we can get the crunch on here.
Well, we got the creme de la creme coming. The stuffed shrimp,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, best for last.
The crunch on the underneath is key. Because that's what you don't usually get in a lot of places. You don't get that crunch on the first bite, you know?
He should have cooked it a little bit more, but...
It's got some good crunch.
Mm.
Oh, here's the shrimp one over here.
Kevin, we're going to switch. So you take
switch
this.
Switch them up?
Yeah, because I got to have that bad boy right next close to me.
Look at this thing. Here we go.
Steam's still coming off that dog.
That's great. Yeah,
Frank.
My God.
That's Frank's dream pie right there.
This is a masterpiece. I call this the Pizza. Not the Mona Lisa, but the Mona Pizza.
We were just talking about on one of our last episodes how someone should do a lobster roll pizza.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then Frank was saying the lobster meat's going to cost too much. Frank and those out. But yeah, that looks great.
I got to get me my lemon wedge on here.
So what's...
This lemon wedge was that this is something that came out a long time ago, and because I guess the fish was really it smelled, you actually would put the lemon on your hands to cut the smell. That's the origin, I believe, of the lemon wedge.
Interesting.
I never knew that. But look at this dog, man. Oh my God. Look at this. Amazing.
So good. So what's the on the shrimp, what's the cheese that you use? So it's a white pie, right?
Yeah, Mutz.
Oh, okay. Mutz. Okay.
Mutz garlic shrimp, and then the Ritz cracker crab meat stuff.
Nice. That's great. What's your personal favorite pizza you have here? Is it that one?
I'm a pepperoni guy.
Pepperoni?
That's all I eat. Mm. I mean, I definitely will eat these, but straight up pepperoni, I just can't stop.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, these, like when I first made this, 5 years ago, I think I had 3 of them that day.
Yeah.
They are so good. So good. But it's so filling.
Yeah.
That so much butter and
it is
Ritz cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I recommend if you come down here, I'm not saying don't get a large, but definitely get I think the small for this pie is the best. And I have had other stuffed shrimp pies at other places, because other places obviously sell this. But I believe this is the king.
Thank you.
The king of the shrimp pie right here.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, because that's probably a popular pizza in Connecticut, much like the white clam. Like, everyone has their own.
Kevin, you want one of these slices?
Yeah, let's try it. And I feel like this one's probably a big seller all year, but especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
Because I feel like with, taking it to the beach, or people think seafood and they get the stuffed shrimp pizza.
It definitely sells year long.
See, I got my eyeball on this one, and I'll tell you why. Because after eating enough of these, this has got 2 shrimp on it.
You got the double shrimp. Nice.
I got the deuce on here. So I'm taking that one. I'm eating both of these. I don't care. Mm. The pizza got on, baby. Look at this
dog. Eat up.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Really good.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable. Yeah. The flavors.
Now, do you think it tastes just like the recipe from when your mom used to make it?
Yeah.
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 It's pretty spot on.
Really, yeah. It's only like 5-6 ingredients.
Yeah.
You going to give us any secrets or no?
Yeah, I mean, I could give you it all. Just, you know, the ounces of everything is you guys got to figure out. All the measurements.
Spill it, man. Spill it. No, I'm just kidding.
My biggest thing when I'm making pizza at home is to get it to hold all the toppings.
Yeah.
But it seems like your crust is pretty substantial. Like,
yeah.
To hold up the shrimp and even this one with the cheeseburger, like.
Yeah, you saw, you know, he had the yeah. pie like that. Nothing yeah, fell yeah. off. We don't put no cheese on top.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a couple of things. One, obviously, they've got a pretty good technique for stretching. I'm sure these guys have been stretching for a while. But we also got a pretty hot oven because it's earlier in the day.
Yes.
So obviously, as Joe gets busier, you know, it's harder to wrangle the oven to keep it at the temperature. And that's what we were talking about before.
Yep.
I can honestly say this. I've never had a bad pie here, ever. You know, the wait sometimes is long because we live in Milford, so we often call in. But, you know, it's worth the wait.
Thank you.
Because this here, you're not going to get anywhere else.
And that just shows you got great pizza when people are waiting for it, you know?
Yeah.
We try our best.
I say this all the time, and I think it's 100% true. You do not last in Connecticut, in New Haven County, in a pizza restaurant if you don't have good pizza.
Right.
100% don't last. And you've been 8 years.
Yep. And, I mean, you could.
And growing.
You know, with COVID and everything, with all the prices going crazy, you know, I know a few people who just would go to a smaller shrimp or go to a cheaper moots, and I won't do that here. I've probably raised my prices 5 times in the past 5 years.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's probably due again because not only food went up, boxes, straws, napkins.
It's all stuff you don't think about.
You know, the minimum wage, that killed me. That added on like $2,000 a week, just adding $3 per person.
Yeah.
You know, and it's unfortunate, but if it's good, you know, people will pay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then aggravates the crap out of me. You know, people who haven't had their own business or aren't really that business savvy, they look at like a large moots, and let's say it's $20. And I don't even know how much it costs, but maybe it's somewhere probably in that ballpark.
And it's $3.
Right. Yeah, it's $3.
Raw material.
But the guy making it or the person making it costs money, the liability insurance. You know, the list goes on and on and on and on. And, you know, it's just, it's unfair, and it really bothers me.
Right, because, you know, people will go out and spend $60 on a steak per person, but one pizza feeds, you know, feeds 4 people.
Right.
Definitely.
You know, I think everybody's just programmed that way to think, you know, like if I charged $200 for a pie, like they could spend $200. I get it. It's steak. You know, that was a bad example. But everybody's so used to or programmed to, wow, $20 for a pie feeds 4.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when it's $30, you know, if it goes up to 30, you know.
Pizza's always worth the money in my book.
Right.
I'm going to try this cheeseburger one.
Oh, yeah.
And people always, all the time in my classes, often say, I can't believe how much work pizza is. Mm. Like, for the pizza to get to your table, well, the dough's got to be all mixed. Someone's got to get the ingredients or it gets delivered. I mean, it's labor intensive and it's absolutely labor love.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I hate when people, you know, it's $3 to make. Like today, my pizza guy, today's his day off, but he comes in just to do dough. He was here at 7:30. He just left about 11.
Yep.
You know, and because this dough won't be used until Sunday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I cold ferment it.
Yep.
So, yeah, I have to. I have 2,000 pies in the back.
Wow, really?
All times in the cooler.
You're right. This tastes just like the
Big Mac,
the Big Mac.
Like, I'm not even so exaggerating. Identical.
I love that, yeah. I just love that you did the trial and error. Like, it's got to taste just like it.
Oh, yeah, because the pickles make it, I think.
Even the sesame seeds on top. Yeah. That's such a great touch.
Yeah.
I love that. So when you say you have dough cold fermented, what does that mean? So you're just keeping it in a...
In the cooler.
Okay.
And we don't use it for at least 4 days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Let it ferment back there.
Nice.
That's a little secret, Joe.
Yeah, I like it.
Again, you need the measurements of the day.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, like, you have your own spot now. This seems like it was your dream. If you had unlimited resources and money, what would be your, like, pizza dream? Like, to open more locations?
Yeah. I want my own building. Okay. That's what would be my dream.
To like, own the building that
you
have
the building,
pizza place in.
Yeah, have a nice place, patio. You know, that's,
patio would be nice.
You know, leasing from someone is tough.
Yeah.
You know, it's has its challenges.
Yeah.
So that would be my dream, you know,
yeah.
to own. And I wanted to, I live in Northford. I originally wanted to start in North Haven.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't find any spots.
Right.
And I almost gave up until a friend of mine, you know, told me about here.
Yeah. It's got to be tough. I mean, you know, real estate houses are so tough to find. I can only imagine for restaurant space or
to find
a building to go into.
You know, there's a place that closed in North Haven. I was thinking about going in there, but I couldn't believe the rent they want.
Mm.
So it's a big, and then I asked him, I said, what if it doesn't, you know, go good? And he's like, you owe us the $7,000 a month.
Oh, man.
So it's a big step, you know, because you know, I'm doing great here. I don't want to open up another one.
Yeah.
And then God forbid, you know, I'm pretty sure it'll do good. But just in case, I don't want to lose both of them.
Right.
Yeah. So this is, you know, I'm thinking about doing another one.
Yeah.
But I need the right situation.
Yeah.
Because I don't want this one to, you know, fail.
Right.
What about pizza truck? Anything like that?
Nah. You know, because the seasonal spot part.
Sure.
And so many people have opened up pizza. Like, before I came here, I was working with Doug. I'm Big Green Truck.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And I think since I left, probably 100 people opened up.
Yeah.
You know,
so
there's a lot everywhere. Of trucks. They're everywhere. And then it's just building the truck is expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, the seasonal part. You know, if we're in Florida and we could do it here, I definitely would do it.
Yeah.
But the seasonal part, you know, I don't want to start looking. You know, I used to own a landscaping business.
Hmm.
And if there was no snow, I'd lose my employees. And I'd start again in the spring. And I don't want that. That gives me anxiety thinking about it right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard enough. Like, I got a great crew now.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about losing them. Or
yeah, it's like having a pizza truck is like a whole nother business. It's a whole nother restaurant.
It definitely is. Definitely is, you know. And I don't want to take away from one to, you know, help another.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's it.
So you've owned the landscaping business, the pizza. You've done a lot. Wait, is there anything else that you've done?
I was a
nail stripper.
I was a manager at ShopRite.
Nice.
Yep. I worked for Ben & Jerry's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like all that experience.
Like retail Ben & Jerry's, or?
Yeah, I sold to Stop & Shop, Big Y.
Oh, wow.
Sales.
Nice.
Yeah. That was my first job when I was 16. I started Stop & Shop. Then I was the frozen food guy. And one day this guy came in. I didn't know this. He's like, who did the Ben & Jerry's? I said, I did. He's like, you want a job? I'm like, what? He's like, you're not supposed to touch that. I was like, oh, Jesus. I thought I was doing the right thing. But I'm so OCD. I had everything. Like, I tell the guys, you know, put those labels straight everywhere.
Oh, yeah. All the clocks and parking.
Yeah, like, labels got to be straight. And, he gave me a job. I was 18 years old, and he, like, tripled. I think I was getting $5.25 an hour from Stop & Shop back then. And he tripled my pay right on the spot. So I was there for, 10 years. Yeah.
That's great.
It was cool.
You've come a long way. That's something to be proud of.
Absolutely.
I did. I took a chance here. I think I was, like, 35 years old when I opened up here. High school dropout and I figured, you know, let's do or die. I knew I could make a good pie. I knew I had good food. I didn't even know about this place. I didn't even heard of Roseland before I came here.
Yeah.
You'd never heard of Roseland?
Never heard of Roseland. I think the only time I drove past here, there used to be a bar, Tailgaters. That's the only time I came here. And
that's a seedy joint, used to be.
Yeah, I think people, you know, when they hear Derby, they think, you know, pizza people think Roseland. But, this is, if people haven't been here before, this is definitely one to check out. Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I want to let people know, so we have coming up August 11th at the Amphitheater in Bridgeport, Pizza and Brew Fest, and Joe is going to be on one of the panels.
Oh, yeah,
we have three panels. One's going to be Icons in New Haven. One's going to be Icons in the Making, which Joe is going to be on. And then we have a panel that I'm going to do, which is going to be How to Make New Haven Style Pizza. But I'm really excited for Joe to be on that panel because I think he's definitely, you know, fits the bill. Icons in the Making right here.
Thank you. Wow, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome time. Yeah, you can get those tickets. Yeah, ConnecticutPizzaAndBrewFest.com. And last year was the first time we did it, and now we're doing it again, bigger and better this year. Yeah,
bigger, better, stronger, faster.
Nice. Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Well, thanks so much for having us at your spot. Yeah. Thanks for the pizzas.
And your time.
Guys, any drinks, water?
Sure. Yeah, I'll take some waters. And yeah, thanks everyone for watching.
Joe, he left like a.
No, you're fine. No, you're totally fine. That's a hard worker right there. Yes, that's why he's so successful. Yeah. Make sure you like and subscribe everything. We're on all the social media, YouTube, podcast channels. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Check out Tipsy Tomato when you're in this area in Derby, Connecticut. And we'll see you next time on the next episode. And remember.
You got to say yours.
It's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.